If you're in need of quality new tires and have been searching the internet for a good deal, look no further than your local Big O Tires. For a limited time, when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth free on select set of tires. And because we know that tires can be an unexpected expense, take advantage of no credit needed financing made easy. They work with multiple lending partners, so the financing is tailored to you. Remember that when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth free. Only at your locally owned Big O Tires, the team you trust.
This is Happiness Solved with America's Happiness Coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is the place where we explore everything you need to become the best possible version of you. This is Sandy Scarlatta, and today I've got some exciting news for our dedicated listeners. We've just launched our exclusive members-only portal. This is your ticket to a world of additional content designed to deepen your understanding and engagement with the Happiness Solved mission. To learn more about all of the exciting benefits, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I will explain in greater detail. For those interested now, head over to happinesssolved.supercast.com. Today is another amazing conversation, so let's get started. Chris, Ashley, such a pleasure to see you. How's everything going?
It's going so well, Sandy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here today.
Yeah, Chris and I are both in the Los Angeles Tribune podcast network. And Chris has been taking a break because she just had a baby boy. And how's motherhood treating you?
It's amazing. The amount of love, you know, everyone says that, but nothing can prepare you for the amount of love you feel. It's just incredible. And I love being a mother. I love it. Highly recommend.
That's awesome. And it was funny, I was out to dinner last night with my son and my stepdaughter and her fiance and her brother's, her fiance's brother is having twins.
Oh, wow.
And we were talking about that and like how, you know, she's all nervous. And I said, you know, the thing about it for most women, I haven't talked to a woman who wasn't like this, but I'm sure they're out there. So I'm not going to say all women, but most women, it's so part of our DNA. Like you just know what to do. Did you find that too? Right?
It's so true. And I was so nervous because I was an only child. I haven't really been around babies a lot. And it's amazing how your instincts just kick in.
Yeah.
And you know what they need and you learn their cues and you understand each other. It's amazing.
Right.
It's so true.
It is. It's so true. I know it's so funny. So we were just doing a lot of reflecting. I always remember like the first time I had to give him a bath and I had my mom there and I was like so worried I would drown him or something. And it was like piece of cake. Like it was so easy.
Totally. Yeah. Everything sounds really scary, but then when you're doing it, you're like, oh, and they're so tolerant and forgiving too, right? And patient with you. It's pretty amazing.
Well, they don't know any different, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. They're just fresh from the universe.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Isn't that amazing? All right. So Chris Ashley is a coach, author, speaker who has spent the past two decades immersed in research, spiritual teachings, and practices that she shares. Her book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, has been endorsed by three amazing experts from The Secret, John Gray, Anita Morjani, and many others. So excited to have you on here today and dive in. So before we go into your book and all of that, because there's so many things that, I mean, we could talk for hours about this, Chris, I'm sure. How did you get to this point? Like, how did you get to a point where you started immersing yourself in research and spiritual teachings? We all have that pivotal moment in our life. What was yours?
You nailed it, that pivotal moment. And, you know, my pivotal moment came from, you know, what I imagine a lot of your guests have the same story is my own trauma. So my story is when I was 12 years old, I was sexually abused by a family member. And that happened for 4 years. And I had this really big, tight-knit, extended Italian family. Like, think like my big fat Greek wedding, but Italian style. And when they found out what happened to me, many of them disowned me. And I mean, I was getting calls and letters from people saying I wasn't their family anymore. They didn't love me anymore. And as you can imagine, as a young adolescent, I started feeling all of these emotions like anger and guilt and shame that I didn't know how to cope with. You know, most adults don't know how to cope with those types of emotions. And I started down this really dark downward spiral. I was getting in trouble in school. I was self-harming. I was doing drugs. I was just in this really bad place. And then my life changed when someone handed me a book, right? The Power of Books. And what this book did is it showed me there's another way of thinking and being and moving through life. Like, there was other ways of seeing the world around me. And I remember just feeling like the sleeper agent, right? Like, as I was turning the pages, something inside of me just woke up. And when I finished that book, I started reaching for more, and I just became insatiable. I was devouring every metaphysical, spiritual, new age, personal development book I could get my hands on. And I started attending workshops and seminars. I started finding all these teachers to study under. And my life just became this big quest to learn, grow, heal, expand every aspect of myself. And my confidence was growing. Synchronicities were happening. You know, I was manifesting things. But the other part of my story is that as I was changing my mind about the nature of reality and getting better, my mother was getting worse. So, you know, her family had been ripped down the seams, and she didn't have all these books and teachers and healing modalities, right? Because that's what I was doing. I was doing the hard inner work. I just thought I was on this like amazing quest, unlocking the secrets of the universe, right? But I was doing the hard inner work, but she didn't have that. And so it started to manifest as physical illness for her. She got multiple types of cancer. She got hepatitis. She got all of these rare diseases that her doctors couldn't even explain. And so they did what they do. They gave her pills, and then they gave her pills for the side effects of those pills. And she ended up sleeping for all but a few hours of daylight. She was falling down all the time. She was nodding off at the dinner table. She would forget conversations we had just the day prior. And that lasted almost 15 years. And I had this compounded guilt that I had destroyed my family and broken my mother. But I believe everything happens for a reason. And I realized that my mother was my biggest teacher. Because for every step that I watched her take deeper into depression and illness and victimization, I climbed in the other direction, right? Out of that dark tunnel. Because I was seeing firsthand what happens to a human body and spirit when they go down that path. And then I was seeing what was happening to my own body and spirit as I was changing my mind. And I, you know, I had crafted this life of my dreams. I have an amazing husband, a dream job. We designed and built our house, and I wanted to give back. So I eventually took a life coach training with the amazing Mary Morrissey. I know you know who she is. And I took everything I learned from Mary. I took everything I'd learned from these 2 decades of studying under teachers. I created my own course, my own content, wrote my book, and the rest is history. And now I get to help people for a living, and it's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What a powerful story. I did not know your story. And thank you so much for sharing that and being so vulnerable. And I'm so sorry that that happened to you at such a young age. And
you know what? People always say that when I share my story, but like, I'm not sorry. Like I needed that to happen. That was the catalyst of my spiritual awakening, right? Like I wouldn't be who I was today without that. And I've since forgiven every single person involved. And, you know, I'm grateful it happened the way it did.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you, because my pivotal moment for me was when I was 12 years old as well. And so I can totally relate to that age. Is so, you're so fragile.
Yeah.
At the age of 12. Yeah. And I it took me probably 10 plus years after that pivotal moment to kind of get to the point where I was right where you were, which was the reading and the absorbing and the, I call it like self-help junkie, where you're just, you know, can't get enough.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think it's really important that you said that, because you know, change doesn't happen overnight like that, right? It does take time. So if you're listening and you're in the thick of it, you know that everything is happening at the timing that it needs to happen, right? It takes time.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. And it everything, I mean, even now, you know, because when I hit my lowest point, I was 34, I'm sorry, it was 34 years ago. It was 1990. And, you know, in those 34 years, I still have had, I've had bottoms, but they weren't as low and they were other circumstances, you know, and that's just life, right? You just continue. And even though you're on a spiritual quest and, you know, you have all the best intentions, you know, we're still human. And sometimes things happen and it takes a little while to get out of it. And that's okay. And that's also for the audience as well. Like, you know, just be gentle with yourself because we're all going through something.
Right? It's so true. Just because you've had a spiritual awakening or you've become more enlightened or healed doesn't mean life's going to stop happening, right? Like life keeps happening. We're going to have challenges. We're going to have adversities. Like if those things weren't happening to you, you wouldn't be here anymore, right? Because your purpose would be over, your lessons that you needed to learn would be over. So, you know, it's all happening for a reason, right? And it's progress isn't linear, right? It's that spiral. You keep coming back to lessons. You're like, oh, I thought I healed this. And now here it is showing up in this other way.
That's right. Yep. It's so true. And yeah. All right. So your book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality. This is one of my favorite topics because at any given moment, we always have a choice, right? I mean, that's the whole point of my podcast. It's like happiness is a choice and the choice is yours.
Yeah.
So your story speaks for itself as to why you were compelled to write the book. So I totally get that. Can you first dive into some of the basics? Because sometimes people are so caught up in their story, and I'm saying this with air quotes for those that are just listening, right? We're caught up in our story. And we may not realize that because that story is playing out over and over and over, that we've become a victim. And even though we don't intend to be a victim, can you just explain to the listeners how that happens and maybe how to recognize when you're in that moment of your story that you can't seem to get out of?
Yeah, I'm so happy you brought that up because that is a huge part of what I teach as well and what I talk about. And if you wouldn't mind, I would love to share just a teaching story to just kind of kick that off. So
absolutely.
And this is a true story. So I was cleaning out a room in my aunt's house, like years ago with my cousin's daughter, who was like 10 at the time. Like way back in the corner of a closet, we found a floppy disk. Now, people of a certain age would look at that and say like, oh yeah, that's a floppy disk, right? Like, it's kind of funny. We haven't thought about those in so long. But my cousin's daughter thought it was a toy because to her, it was a 3D object of the save icon that she had seen on her computer. So it was like a 3D object of something she's seen in the 2D. So she was like, oh, this is like a toy. It's like a plastic toy. And it brings up a really good question, you know, like what is that object, right? Because if I had been alone in the room, I'd say, oh, this is a floppy disk. But if she had been alone in the room without me there to explain it, she would have just thought it was a toy. So the question is, what is it? Is it a disk or is it a toy? Well, you can take a step further and say, what about civilizations who have never even seen a computer before? You know, what would they think it is? So of course the answer is that it's neutral, right? And that's the idea. Like all objects, situations, circumstances, information is neutral, right? Information is neutral, but your response is not, right? The way you process that information is not. So, you know, it all depends on your history with it, right? Your past experiences, the lens through which you view the world, which by the way is made up of, you know, your childhood experiences, the opinions of the adults you grew up around, cultural conditioning, that kid who made fun of you on the playground, the teacher who said you're a good singer, right? All of that becomes lens, especially kids under the age of 7. When we say kids are sponges, they're literally sponges. They're in theta mode. It's hypnosis. They're just downloading information. So, you know, that's why eyewitness testimonies are so unreliable, right? Like 10 different people can witness the same different event or the same event and see it from 10 different points of view. Right. Because our lens creates our world that we live in. So this can go, this is a simple idea with just an object, but it can go to things people say about you, things people do to you. Like all of that is neutral. Like you said, you have a choice. You have a choice how you see things. And by changing your mind and shifting your perspective, a whole new world opens up before you.
Beautifully said. And I love that example and that story that you used, because that really kind of makes it more concrete for some, you know, depending on how the lens you're looking through. Yeah. So if you have somebody, you say, you know what, you know, I'm looking at this, it's orange. I know it's orange. It looks orange. It's orange. But that's a negative thing for them. Okay. And it's causing them pain in their life. How would you, if you had a client that refused or that is unable, because sometimes there's situations where it's so hard, like we've got these blinders on and it's so hard to see things in a different way. And we live that right every day. When you look at politics, religion, right? People are just that one-sided. What is something that somebody, is there like a little trick, or do you have like anything that somebody can do to help them to shift that perception?
I love that question. What a great question. You know, I found, and just from my own experience, is educating people and giving them knowledge is such a good step, right? The first step. So if they start to understand that there are other ways of looking at something, right? If they start to see things from other points of view, if they start to, you know, I use a lot of science in my backing. Like I love quantum physics. I love epigenetics. I love neuroscience. Like I geek out on that stuff. And I love to bring in the spiritual aspect, like the law of attraction and all of that, but back it up with science. And we're living in an amazing time right now where science is backing up what spirituality and mystics have been saying for eons, right?
Right.
So I think teaching someone, first of all, is a really great starting point. And I think it's also really important to say that you can't force anyone to change, right? If they don't want to change. What you can do is you can be this beacon, this light for someone else, right? So, you know, if they're seeing you level up, like if this is a friend or a family member, someone in your life, and you see they're seeing you level up, they're seeing you making that change, then they'll rise to meet you, right? They'll rise to meet you at that level, but you can't force anyone to change. But that being said, never underestimate the power of planting a seed, right? So just being that beacon for someone can be really powerful.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for that. I love that. And you're so right, because I know, like in my journey, I studied A Course in Miracles.
Yeah.
For 12 years, I went to a weekly meeting at somebody's house and he led it. And he was a retired federal employee. And I would meet two of my girlfriends. We would have dinner and it was just kind of a weekly thing. And we did it for about 12 years. And I lived that way for so long. And then, you know, life happens and you get busy. And I'll never forget Marianne Williamson saying, because she was, she had a lot of books on tape again, that I used to listen to. Yeah. And I remember her saying, you know, well, it's easy to just live this peaceful life when you're just going to the grocery store and you're not really dealing with any circumstances. But when you know, you're sitting in rush hour traffic, and when you've got all of these things coming at you, that's when you're really tested. And I thought of that the other day, because for so long, I was that, you know, speaker, life coach, had my son, and was just, you know, blah, 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 wasn't really dealing with a lot of stuff. And I was just living this easy breezy life, so to speak, right? And then, you know, I went through a divorce and went back into the workforce. Then all of a sudden, boom, life starts hitting you and you're like, whoa, right? And I wasn't prepared. And I'm now getting back into the core principles of the Course of Miracles. And even though there's things, I know this material, and I'm circling back to what you said. I've heard these things so many times and it didn't resonate with me until now.
Yeah.
And so the seed was planted all those years. The seed was planted. And I'm like, and then I like, you know, I have to try to find the sense of humor. I'm like, okay, you know, let's get this this time, right? Because I, like you, you know, I'm like, I want to get it. I want to be done with this, right? But that's so true, right? That sometimes you just have to hear it in a different way or move through things. But what is your take on that?
No, I love that. I love ACIM, by the way. I know you just had Nancy Reed on your show not too long ago, and I adore her. We just realized we live 10 minutes from each other, and we're like,
do
we should
really?
Start an ACIM women's group. Yeah.
You should. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm, you know, such a beginner at it compared to you. But I like what you said. So I used to teach yoga teacher training. I ran all these yoga studios, and I would tell my trainees something really similar that, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? If you're going to teach Warrior One, you're still going to have the same cues, like seal your back heel down, stack your front knee over your front ankle, like right hip back, left hip forward, like all these things. And someone might've been in a class and heard it 500 times. And then you say it and it just resonates. Like you say it in a different way that's going to resonate with someone. And that's so true too, right? That someone might resonate with you when they didn't resonate with someone else that said it too. So that's, you know, when people are like, oh, so many people talk about the same material. It's like, yeah, but everyone says it in their unique way. Right. And there's always an audience for that person.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So when it comes to your book, Change Your Mind to Change Reality, can you dive into a little bit of how that happens when you do go through the space and you finally realize you can change your mind? When you say change your reality, can you explain that a little bit for those that may not totally understand what it is that you're referring to?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking. So in the book, I go into various aspects. I go into relationships. I go into forgiveness. I go into career. I go into finances, all of these things. And it's not sectioned out like that, but this work is applicable to any of that, right? So, you know, there's different things that you can do to completely shift the life that you're living, right? If you're unhappy in your relationships, in your career, in any of these areas, you know, things like releasing your repressed emotions, right? Forgiveness, changing your story, starting to see things from a different perspective. Like that's when we bring in that spiritual kind of woo-woo aspect of it, right? Because the truth is, and I get a lot from ACIM too, like nothing can hurt the real you, right? The real you is vast and expansive and sits on the other side of the veil, right? This right here is not the real you, right? This like meat suit we're wearing, right? You're so much more than your body, your thoughts, your emotions, your reactions to things. And so often people can get so offended, right? Or take things so personally. But the whole idea is that, you know, other people and other objects and other events aren't there to hurt you, right? Everything is here for a lesson so that you can level up and learn and grow. And when you start to change your perspective and shift and see things like that, and, you know that when people are coming at you in maybe unkind ways, they're coming from their own pain and fear, and really starting to understand that there's more to this and that it's not something to take personal and life isn't happening to you, it's happening for you, then your outlook on life changes and what happens in your life changes, right? That's when we bring in the law of attraction, right? Like what you're focusing on, you create, right? And when you're doing the work to get rid of the things that block your manifesting, right? Things like, again, like cultural conditioning, repressed emotions, like all of the conditioning that happens, right? Then new pathways illuminate before you.
Love it. That was beautifully said. Thank you so much. Because here's the thing, you know, right now we're living in an era where so many people are being offended because you're not, you know, I was listening to Joe Rogan, and there's, you know, this man who's like a famous screenwriter is on the board of trustees of a college in Florida, and he refused to call somebody Zay. And now he's under federal indictment.
Wow.
Because he refused to call this person what they wanted to be called. And I understand that people have that identity, and but that's over here, right? The thing is when you're, and this is just goes to any situation as a whole. I just use that as an extreme example because there's so much of that going on right now in the world.
Yeah.
That all it is you're being offended, right? You're offended because of what they're saying to you. And you're expecting everybody else to conform to you because you're offended.
Exactly.
And I think that's the big message that we need to get out there to people, right? Is that, you know, because somebody doesn't refer to you, you know, people mispronounce my name all the time. That's just one example, right? I actually had a podcast guest that I mispronounced his name on the show, and he wrote me the next day and said, don't air it because you mispronounced my name.
Wow.
And this is a psychologist. This is a doctor, a PhD doctor who was so offended that I mispronounced it. I mean, come on, like, let's all lighten up, right? I didn't do it to hurt him, and he was offended. And when you're offended by somebody else, is it the other person's problem or is it yours? No. It's my problem because I'm allowing that person, right? When you're offended by somebody else, you're giving your power away to that person.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the other thing. Like, no one has so much power over you that they can take away your peace of mind and happiness.
Right.
Right. Peace of mind can't be found in blaming other people for what's going on in your life. You know, it's, people can try and take away your peace and happiness, right? They can purposely insult you. They can try to hurt you. They can shame you. They can try and humiliate you. But unless you allow them to take that away from you, they can't, right? The power lays in you. And exactly, you're giving your power away by blaming outside people and events for things that are going on in your life. Absolutely. That's right. That's a big part of what I teach. And you're right. It's so prevalent in today's society that I think it's so important to keep having this conversation.
Yeah.
Because we have a whole generation, it feels like, that are blaming other people and outside events for what's going on inside.
Right. And it scares me to some extent of what our future will be like if people can be federally indicted because they were offended by somebody else.
Yeah. No, it's like a scary place.
It is a very scary place because, you know, people are rude all the time. You know how many times people have been rude to me? Yeah. Well, you can't, are we going to have the rude police? People going to get arrested because you were rude to somebody else? No, right? Like, we can't have a society like that. And it all comes down to you have a choice.
Yeah.
You have a choice.
Yeah. And especially with the internet, it's also an interesting time with cancel culture. You know, such a big proponent of like cancel culture, right? Because, you know, when, especially like we're all connected, right? We live in this quantum universe. And when you hurt someone and you make them feel pain and humiliation, like those feelings get sent out into the quantum field, right? And all it does is create more situations and people that are going to create pain and humiliation in the world.
Right.
And here's the other thing. Like, can I tell one more teaching story? Because I think it's so great for this. Okay, so imagine you're sitting in your living room and you hear this meowing happening outside. And you're like, oh, what's going on out there? So you go outside and in the far corner of your yard, you see this little black and white cat. And you're like, I love kitties. I'm going to go pet that kitty. So you go over to touch it, and right when you go to touch it, it arches its back and it hisses and it swats at you. So what are you thinking? You're thinking, oh, that's a mean cat. That's an evil cat. Like, that cat's kind of an asshole, right? But then if you stay and you look at that cat and you really see that cat, you might notice its leg is bleeding. You're starting to think, okay, this animal's hurt. And then if you keep looking at that cat, you might see four tiny black and white kittens with their eyes still closed behind it. And suddenly your perspective shifts, right? From one of judgment to one of concern or empathy or compassion. And you can do the same thing with all of these people in your lives, right? Because when people are lashing out at you, when they're rude at you, especially the internet troll, they are coming from a place of their own pain and their own fear. And everyone takes things so personally these days, like we were just talking about. But the truth is, like, no one's really out there trying to create pain and havoc for you, right? Usually. They're just wrapped up in their own head and their own stuff. There's this amazing poem I love by Lane Thomas called On the Day You Read This. But there's this great quote in there that says, no one's really judging you when you walk into a room, and all they really want to know is if you're judging them. And it just gives me chills every time I think of it, because it's so relatable to this, right? Like, no one is out there trying to hurt you. You weren't trying to insult that psychologist or psychiatrist, whatever he is, right? Like, but he is so wrapped up in his own stuff, and it's all about him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me share that. I get really passionate about this topic, because it is upsetting to see, like you were saying.
It is. And I want to just also mention that, you know, if somebody hurts you, or you're being bullied, or you're attacked, or whatever, like, that's real stuff. And of course, you know, you're going to feel that pain, and you want to experience the full range of emotions, because it happened, right? And at some point you'll realize that it happened for you. In the moment, it happens to you, because you're still feeling that pain, and that pain is very real. So I do want to just make sure that everybody understands that we're not minimizing certain situations that may have happened to you in your life. It's just, at some point, you have a choice as to how you're going to look at the situation. You know, it doesn't mean it needs to happen immediately, right? You know, sometimes we have to work through those emotions as well.
I think that's so important, because forgiveness isn't about excusing anyone's behavior. It's about letting go of the anger you're feeling, or the blame, or the rage, or whatever, the sadness, the shame, so that you can level up and heal, right? Forgiveness is for you, not the other person. But you're right. Feeling your emotions is the number one thing that you need to do to heal. So thank you for bringing that up. That's so important.
Oh. Absolutely. Wow. This has been such an amazing conversation, and we could go on and on and on, and I'll definitely have you back on, and we'll do a part two at some point. In the meantime, is there anything else that you'd like to share that we haven't talked about? Like, can you just tell everybody a little bit about your courses and what you have going on as well?
Yeah. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Yeah. And yes, we could talk about this forever. I get very passionate about this topic. No, I think just something to leave people with is, you know, we're all in this together. We're all reflections of each other. Everyone you meet, everything that triggers you is a mirror for you, a reflection for you, so that you can heal and level up even more, right? But if something is triggering you, there's a chance that it's hitting that button. It's causing that emotional reaction because there's something unhealed around that topic within you. So again, everything is for a lesson. Every person you meet, every instance, every circumstance is an opportunity for you to either forgive, forget, level up, grow, or to become more unconscious and fall back into anger and resentment. So I just want to say that last thing. And then, you can follow me online. I'm at Change Your Mind with Chris. Chris is spelled with a K. ChrisAshley.net is my website, and you can find my courses on there, and my book Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality is available everywhere you can get your books. And Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley is my podcast. Sandy is going to be on it soon. I'm so excited to continue the conversation there too. So thanks for letting me do a little promotion at the end. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. And enjoy every second with your baby boy. And thank you so much for today. This was such an amazing conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and as promised, I'd like to give you more details of what you can expect as a member of the Happiness Solved exclusive community. First, you'll have access to a treasure trove of extra podcast episodes. These episodes dive deeper into the topics we discuss, featuring additional expert interviews only found here. But that's not all. As a member, you'll also get access to a series of mindset training sessions. These recordings are tailored to help you understand the how and why your mindset is the most important asset you have, empowering you to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for those of you looking to find a moment of peace in your busy lives, we've got something special. Exclusive guided meditations. These sessions are crafted to help you relax, refocus, and recharge. Whether you're a meditation guru or just starting out, there's something here for everyone. Becoming a member is more than just accessing extra content. It's about joining a community of like-minded individuals all on a journey to live life to its fullest and become the best possible version of you. So how can you join? It's simple. Go to happinesssolved.supercast.com and sign up. Don't miss out on this opportunity to deepen your journey with us. Again, that's happinesssolved.supercast.com. And it will also be in the show notes. I am so grateful you're a part of our Happiness Solved family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. Again, I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.